I'm Robert at Comic Noob on Twitter.
And I am your mayor of Beertown on Twitter.
Ah, there it is. Yes, from this mayor crack.
Hey, I got an awesome view of your.
All right, yeah, just don't tweet about it, okay?
Well, you know, I at the very least Snapchat it.
Maybe you should save that until we're halfway in or something.
I'm a little too sober right now.
And then you can chug it and be just good for the rest of the pod.
Okay.
I'm not going to chain you down or anything.
I appreciate that.
At least not till I get there.
The Mayor versus Noob. Podcasting's Strange Bedfellows. Find them at mayorversusnoob.com or iTunes.
Gentlemen, we are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly, not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, whatever movie we feel like watching. Had to change it up a little bit. Today is Saturday, January 16th, 2016. And I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
I thought you were Andrew.
Shh.
What?
That's just one of those little facts. It's out there now.
It's out there on the internet, dude. It's over. You lost control over it. So someone has already put it up on archive.org. And
it's on the internet. It's true.
Yeah. And there's people in Korea that just have like ridiculous amounts of bandwidth and insanely large hard drives that are basically creating their own archive of the internet. You know, so the second something goes up there, they instantly download it. Yeah, it's out there. You got to just own it.
So everyone is out there Googling Andrew now.
Yeah. Everyone wants to know about Andrew. Why did he change his name? Why did he try and hide it?
There's no hiding anything. There's no hiding anything on the internet. Fine, look up Andrew. It's out there. Go for it.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, Seeps.
So I get the feeling that there's more to this spiel, but since we decided to stop using notes, it's become a little bit more fun, I think. It definitely sets off the Siebsiness of the show. Like, I want to control things, but I don't have anything to reference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I guess we should have mentioned that if you want to join us, like, in the chat. During the live show, you can join.
Well, there's already, I mean, like, you're talking to the people that are already in the chat. I mean, why say that? You know?
Hi, people that's already in the chat live.
It's not like we actually release this as a podcast and, you know, we go on every Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific and we actually make it some nights.
We made it tonight.
Kind of. Close enough. What are you looking at?
I was making sure there was nothing in the corner, and it's not.
Don't worry. Okay. Yeah, don't worry about them. They're fine. Yes, they got a little bit bigger than they were last week. But
no, they didn't.
Have you seen any mosquitoes?
No.
All right. Those guys are our friends. They eat the mosquitoes for us, and you know how the mosquitoes love to eat me.
They didn't get bigger.
Oh, of course not. Who said they got bigger? Why would anyone say anything like that? That's stupid.
They're gone.
Did you make them gone?
No, I didn't make them gone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to forget about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Okay, show.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
No.
I mean, whatever.
I'm looking at the chat. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, Marianne's here. Hi, Marianne. And Andrew? Wait. Oh.
Andrew's right here. Wait.
How quickly she forgets. I thought it was Andrew who...
What?
He used to call Getting Geeky, once or twice. He interacted a few times, but...
Oh.
I got distracted. Anywho.
There's a lot of people in chat tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of actually throwing me. I think this is probably... Whatever. We're going to move on.
Okay.
There's going to be whole conversations in the chat that we're not going to be able to keep up with. Unless we just stop talking to each other. But...
Excuse me.
I guess that would require us to start first.
Yes.
So
we'll go for it.
All right. Well, we do say it's... Life pulp, pop, pulp. Yes, pulp. We like orange juice. It's very good. You know, Kitty's been a little under the weather, so we've been focusing on the pulp. You know, you got to get the fiber in the diet any way that you can, and if you can get vitamin C along with it, it's nothing but good, folks. So go orange juice and. Places that cut down all of their orange trees in favor of housing and a little bit of commercial development. But let's face it, mostly housing, you know, and we might as well focus on one area in particular, you know, on the outskirts of LA, you know, and then once we've cut down all those orange trees and built up all the housing, we can make TV shows about the douchebags that have way too much money on this land that used to be occupied by those orange groves.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like savages, but okay.
No, no, if it wasn't perfectly clear, I was talking about Orange County.
Oh, is that where that came from? I thought you were going for like Florida because I always think oranges and Florida. So
you've lived in Orange County for more than a year, and this is the first that you're hearing? That it actually used to be populated by orange groves?
I figured it had something to do with oranges.
Do you remember the old castle?
Yeah.
There's some pictures from before it was, before that area was developed. Nothing but orange groves.
So it was torn down so people could live there instead of having citrus?
Uh-huh.
Is that why everyone's sick?
It might have something to do with it.
Oh. I wasn't just under the weather this week. I was sick. There's a day I don't remember because I slept.
Which day was that?
I'm thinking Wednesday.
You're supposed to say, how would I know? I don't remember.
I'm trying to piece together my memory. I'm guessing I don't remember Wednesday. I remember part of Thursday. Yesterday I remember some of. A little bit here and there. But today, this morning, was about the only time I really started feeling better. So, actually, I am getting better. One more day and I'm done with this. Screw you, sick. Piss off. And actually, last year, when I just went ahead and worked through it, and I still had that annoying cough for like 2 weeks, and then I was like almost dead. Near the end of the sick, when people at work were actually saying, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you need to leave because if you don't sit down, you're going to fall down. I decided this time I had the sick time and I said, I'm taking it because I'm not going to go through that again.
Now, remind me again, do you actually have sick days and holidays or are they lumped into one... group called PTO.
They're different. Holidays are around... What are you talking about? Holidays or vacation days or...
Holidays, vacation days, and
they're
and
all separate.
Sick days.
They're all separate.
They're all separate.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? Is that good or bad?
I guess my...
It's all basically...
I guess the reaction that I'm having right now is that's quaint, just because I don't remember what that's like.
Yours is all just one.
It's
right?
All yeah. It's all one together, and it's called PTO, paid time off. So it works out like you know, basically just holiday time. You know, if you get sick, you got to use up one of your vacation days.
Oh. Well, once you get, once you accumulate so much sick time, sick hours, it rolls over to, what is it?
Well, I, like when I worked for the mouse, I remember, we were able to convert a certain amount, between them if you didn't use your sick days. But
personal time, I'm sorry. I was trying to think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's not. They stop.
I think once it reaches so much sick time for us, it'll roll over into personal time. And I haven't reached that point yet, but I have reached a point where I could be sick for almost a week. Well, basically a week. But I didn't want to have to go through that.
I just remember you freaked me out the other night. Because I was out, I was doing things, and I came back, and your bike was still here.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't sure if you needed a ride to work, like, if you slept in, if you were all right, and then just all of a sudden, you just said, nope, not going.
Yeah, I talked to the night manager before that, because at some point, he said, you're turning into a ghost on us. He said, I didn't look good.
Okay.
I was pale. And normally I'm pale, which is not something I should actually be.
See, we really should have gotten that bucket when we were at the hardware store. That way you wouldn't have had to turn pale.
File that.
Fine. Okay.
So that kind of goes with my week. It was me being sick for most of the week. But I'm better now.
I've been crazy mostly emo for most of the week.
Emo? What?
Yeah.
Emo for?
Just how it started on Sunday. And no, it's not because of David Bowie's passing. That sucked.
Yeah, that sucked. You know, I can't say that I was a real big fan. And I didn't feel the sadness as much as a lot of people that I know did. But yeah, it was sad. I mean, it was shocking. I was like, oh, well, David Bowie, really? Damn. And I didn't even know how old he was. He was just someone that was always there.
Oh, he's ageless.
Yeah. And I saw it when we were coming home that evening. We were out and I was like, damn.
Yeah, I remember. I almost crashed the fucking car when you told me.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have told you when we were driving.
Yeah, jeez.
I wasn't thinking about it. It's just something that hit. It's like, oh, damn.
That shit happened. It was shocking. It was just all of a sudden felt empty. You know, you just blurted it out as we were driving. And
still had the cough. Sorry.
Okay. Well, then. All right. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to interrupt with this. Sorry again. If you hear it in the background, that's what it is. Still had the little bit of a cough.
I'll try and get you muted, if possible. But anywho, you just kind of blurted it out as we were driving home. And there was a moment where I realized, oh shit, I'm just staring. All right, can't process this now. Just gotta focus on the road, and get home. And then later that night, I was talking to Tom. And then I was also talking to Raphael. And I hadn't seen the new videos yet or listened to the album.
They just came out Friday.
Yeah.
Last week. Friday.
I think the Black Star video came out a few days before that. And then the Lazarus video, I think, released on Friday. Along with the album.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% certain on that, so please don't quote me. I don't want to have to go back and thank Tom Kate for pointing out that when I was talking about Star Wars, I was not crying crocodile tears, that I clearly did not know the meaning of crocodile tears, and I still feel very, very embarrassed by that. And something else I felt the need to correct that, but that's not going to be one of them. So The nurse in the chat room is telling you to turn your head and cough.
I know. I already did that. Thank you, Diana.
Yeah. But so I have to say, I was fully expecting our flick pick to be Labyrinth. I haven't watched that since I was a kid. The details on that movie are very, very fuzzy, but I remember absolutely loving it.
I don't recall having ever seen it. So it'll have to go on my list of never seen movies.
Well, it stars Jennifer Connelly and David Bowie. There's two fantastic reasons to watch it right there.
Okay, David Bowie, I know. Jennifer Connelly?
Yeah, we'll work on that later.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I got to say, though, watching the Black Star video and Lazarus after, yeah, watching it the night that he passed and watching it for the first time, it was a little chilling.
I think it was Monday that I listened to the song. I couldn't actually watch it because I was at work, but I had the video going, and I would kind of glance at it every once in a while because it was on my phone attached to my wrist. So I could look at it, and I was listening to it. But
I had to stop Black Star like a minute and a half into it. As the lady with the unibrow and the tail was walking up to the spacesuit.
Yeah.
And as she's lifting it, you know, she lifts the visor and it's the skull.
Yeah, the bejeweled kind of skull.
Yeah. It creeped me out because he's, you know, like at the center of it, your eyes, and but he had his eyes all taped up and everything. It's just,
yeah, that was weird.
It hit me, you know, I started thinking about, you know, like Space Oddity and everything. Like, was he saying, like, it just invoked a lot of questions. Like, is this his goodbye? No, later find out when I watched the Lazarus video, that was his goodbye.
See, I haven't seen that one. And I will have to watch the Black Star video again, because when I actually sat down to watch it, it was kind of, was that Thursday? See, I don't remember too much. It was like I still had the fever going. So that's not like a video you want to watch in that kind of state.
No.
Because I think I just woke up from a fever dream. So everything was kind of surreal. So I'll have to watch that again, you know. Well, I can't watch it now.
Well, the Lazarus video, it...
I haven't seen that. I haven't even listened to it.
Well, do you know who Lazarus is?
What do you mean, like the story of Lazarus?
Yeah.
Like the Lazarus man? That,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, comes back to life?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, it's basically something like that?
Well, to me, it's David Bowie trying to achieve a sense of being immortal. Just,
well, I think he'll have that. He'll always have that.
Well, yeah, he'll
have
that.
Not physically, but
it felt like the album was a thank you, you know, and his way of saying goodbye to the fans. I mean,
I like that thought.
It came out on his birthday, and then he died 2 days later.
I like that thought. That's what it was.
That's how I choose to interpret it. It's,
well, he was sick, you know, for 18 months. He was going through all that, so.
But no one knew.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep something secret, especially now. I mean, everyone's trying to get into everybody else's business. So I'm kind of surprised that.
Well,
I mean, I don't even know what it is now that it was. It was cancer. I know that, but what kind? I don't know. I think someone mentioned what it was, but. This week
was it?
Yeah. Everything it just seemed like too many people had cancer, and they it just took them out like one after the other.
Lemmy, like a week and a half ago, wasn't it?
Week and a half, something, 2 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, and then David Bowie, and then the one that really crushed me was Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I kind of woke up early and I was looking through Twitter and I saw that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter and it was just a picture. It was Lemmy, it was David Bowie, and it was Alan Rickman, and they were all giving, you know, the finger. And the caption was just something like, fuck cancer.
Yeah, it was. I saw that Caper Girl Mel.
That's how I found out. It was seeing that tweet.
I kind of like that. I like the just the way that was. It's like, fuck cancer. It's like, yeah. Fuck you, cancer.
It was just a crappy way to wake up. You know, I woke up, I saw that tweet, and just the first reaction was, oh, God, say it isn't so. And then quick Google search later and tears.
Yeah, I was kind of more upset about that one because I did like Alan Rickman a lot.
It hit me a lot. And so immediately, I wasn't able to watch it properly, but, my first 2 hours or so of work were I had Galaxy Quest playing in the background.
Yeah, you were sending me texts, and I think I was like, I had already started watching, and I was like 30 minutes ahead of you.
So you were watching at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've wanted to go for Dogma because that's, you know, he's Metatron, but I don't have a digital copy of Dogma, and I couldn't pull it up on Netflix or anything. And so the next one that came to mind was Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, I think I watched that because I watched Quigley Down Under.
See, I haven't seen that one.
Oh.
Well, maybe that's what we should watch after. If you want to watch it again, that is.
I like it. I'll watch it again.
Okay.
But I was watching that when you were leaving for work, and then I started watching Galaxy Quest, and then I was getting texts from you like half an hour, 45 minutes later about Galaxy Quest.
I have one job on this ship. It's dumb, but I'm going to do it. So, I watched Galaxy Quest. I watched Dogma last night. Oh, God, Dogma hit me so hard. It hit me a lot harder than it normally does. Dogma was the one that drew me in. It's what made me a fan of Kevin Smith in the first place. And part of that was because of the scene where Bethany is with Metatron. And she's like, it's too much. It's too much. And he gives her the advice of, you know, just he tells her, no, be yourself. You know, adding this, you can be both. You just be yourself, just also be this from time to time. And just the way that he delivered that advice, when I first saw this, I was like 20, 21, maybe, struggling to define myself. That scene always stood out for me. And frankly, the thing that really made me a fan of Kevin Smith was it's exactly what I was struggling with at that time. I was raised Catholic. Now, I still identify as Catholic. Now, I'm practicing, but hey, that's pretty common for Catholics, right?
I suppose so. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well,
I'm practicing nothing. So.
Dogma came at the exact right time in my life. It spoke to me. It called out all of the bullshit that I saw happening with the church. You know, accept everyone, be kind to everyone, except for you homos, you're going to hell. wait, it's contradicting itself. And Dogma went out, you know, it demonstrated so many of the internal conflicts with organized religion. It spoke to my even more so angsty early 20s self. So absolutely love that. But it, oh gosh, it wrecked me last night. Every time Alan Rickman was, anytime Metatron was on, I just found myself crying. Like, shit, this scene doesn't normally get me.
Yeah.
And
what just made me think that, you know, whenever I saw the scene where he had the wings, and I was like, now he's Metatron. That's cool. I like that thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? But it's not like I've got his entire catalog memorized. I know every single line, you know. Hell, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was really my first Alan Rickman movie. That's when I actually noticed him. I'm sure I had seen Die Hard before that, but it never really registered, I guess. In fact, I know for a fact I saw Die Hard before that, because I remember we were watching it. We were watching it at my friend's house. They had just moved into their new house. So they moved out of the old neighborhood, and we stayed the night. It was one of the first times that we stayed the night over there. And they had this reclining chair, but the handle had broken during the move. And, well, you know me, I've got one speed.
What, like the reclining handle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
So the reclining handle's broken, and there's a little metal shard coming out of it.
This isn't going in well.
Right, and you know how I have one speed, right?
Yes.
So how fast was I moving? I don't know. I'm running around my friend's house, and I catch my foot on the metal piece.
Ow.
You know, as John McClane's, you know, going through glass and getting his feet all cut up, I'm, you know, somehow stepping on a freaking recliner and slicing my foot open.
Did you say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker?
No. No, because at that time I would have been like 7 or 8, and that would have had me getting my mouth washed out with soap and then be like, oh, you know, who said that? And I couldn't say it was my dad, so I would just, you know, blurt out the first name that came to mind, and damn it. What's the name of the
kid? Yippee-ki-yay-ow.
Yeah.
You just blooded all over the floor?
Unfortunately, yeah. It was all over brand, like, it was a new house and it was brand new carpet and everything, and there I am bleeding. It was bad.
You know, whenever I got stabbed in the foot with a knife, I thought the same thing. I thought John McClane. Is that weird?
I wasn't thinking it. That was the movie that was on that night. That's why I never actually saw Alan Rickman.
Because you cut your foot open and you had to be taken somewhere.
Yeah, and this was you know, this was the late 80s. You know, yes, we had VCRs, but we did not have TiVo. We could not pause and rewind live television. No.
And it was probably a rented tape, right? Had to be back the next day.
Otherwise, oh, gosh. You'd have to pay $2. That I don't remember. No, because I think Blockbuster existed by then. And they had that super cool 3-day policy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stuck up.
Orange County.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Few people in the city had the Blockbuster, not the small town video store. You had to pay the full price the next day if you didn't have it back like at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm not going to defend where I grew up. I just...
Dollar if you didn't rewind.
All that to say that, yes...
Hey, do you think... Sorry. Do you think around the time that DVDs came out and they were, you know, being rented in stores like that, do you think people fell for the rewind?
Rewind charge on DVDs?
Do you think they would have? Okay, you pull this is not rewind.
Yeah, you pull the DVD out of the case and you inspect it in the light and like, oh, nope, you didn't rewind your DVD.
Yeah.
We can sell you a DVD rewinder right here.
You know, holy shit, that would be funny.
The fully automatic one, you know, fully loaded, it'll even clean and protect the disc for you, $75. But you know what? We'll sell you this manual DVD rewinder, $20. It's a steal, my friend.
Don't tell anybody we're giving you this deal.
Yeah, I can get in a lot of trouble if my manager finds out that I'm letting this manual DVD rewinder go for $20.
You rent from us, you know, on a daily basis almost, so yeah.
I appreciate you, so just do me a favor.
Noob.
Noob, I want to hear this story. If I launch Skype, can you call and tell the story? I really want to know why you know for a fact that people fell for rewinding a DVD.
Oh damn, that almost.
So I have launched Skype. Noob, you have an open invitation. We would love to hear this story. DVDrewinder.com. I'm gonna click the link. Take it away, Kitty.
Be prepared. I'm not gonna look at your computer screen. I don't want to know what comes up. But yeah, people fell for that. That is awesome. I mean, it sucks for them, of course. I don't know what the charge would be for that. Probably $1. Like if you didn't rewind a VHS tape. But damn, if someone fell for that, that's awesome. And I would totally do that because I did work in a video store. Probably 95, 96 around.
Welcome to DVDrewinder.com, home of the fastest DVD rewinder available. Never pay another DVD rewind fee again. Compatible with all disc formats, DVD-R, or DVD-R, DVD-RW, DVD-plus-R, DVD-plus-RW, CDR, CDRW, audio CD, VCD, multi-region, code-free, render-capable... rewinder capable of rewinding all six region DVDs, including RCE, REA, encoded discs.
Shit, no Blu-ray, though.
I know. Where's the Blu-ray support, man? What the hell?
You have to pay for the upgrade.
Mr. Comic Noob.
Hello.
How are ya?
I'm good.
So, you know for a fact...
I had multiple friends that were working at local Blockbuster stores at that time, and every once in a while on a Friday, Saturday night or whatever, you know, I'd go hang out with a buddy and just kind of stand there at the counter, and people would come in and say, you know, I didn't get to rewind it, so go ahead and charge me the $1 or whatever it is, and... other people just fell for it anyway. It just showed up on their charge, and they're like, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't do that. Oh, well, I'll have to remember next time.
Nice.
And the weekend would be the best time to do it because you'd probably get a lot of drunk people coming in and returning movies.
It's not just drunk people coming in, you know, because, okay, weekend you get... older couples or older people coming in, and it was just funny as hell just to stand there. Sometimes I'd have to go outside and laugh my ass off because I couldn't do it while they were standing right there paying their extra $1.
I can just imagine you standing there just blank faced, like a statue, and then just kind of slowly walking around the side of the building and just bursting out laughing. Turning red in the face. It just...
yeah. It was pretty much that, yeah.
You know, I'm suddenly reminded that one of my exes worked for a video store and I don't have any of the juicy stories.
Well, did you hang out while they were working?
No, I would get a movie and then go home and watch it.
What's the fun in that? You gotta hang out at the
free
video
movies.
Store. Yeah, but hanging out is probably the best part of it.
Oh, but I wasn't paying attention to the customers when I was in the store.
Oh, customers are always the best.
I know, but I was like 19 at the time, and well, it only lasted for a couple of months anyway. But
customers are the best in any kind of
but I didn't know that industry then. Thing.
Kat, you have no idea.
I have every idea. I know customers.
Okay, yeah, but see, Kat, here's the thing. You've admitted that, and people that aren't into it, that's fine too, whatever. There are some people that are into the pornography industry. I had a friend that worked at a adult video store.
Say what?
Yeah. That was the most people watching fun I have ever had in my life. The people that came in there, oh.
What the hell have I been doing with my life? Most of my people watching fun stories come from freaking Disneyland.
Now, that's got to be fun right there.
Oh, it is. It's so much fun. That's 90% of the reason why I go to the park, so, you know.
Yeah, but that's family fun. I mean, this is, I mean.
But there's still morons. It's great. And you get to see, like, the most ridiculous clothes ever. Like, I saw a lady that was wearing jeans that were so tattered.
Yeah.
I didn't even they had, like,
isn't
slit.
It the style?
There was barely any material left. It was basically just like
a jeans G-string?
It's like someone, no, it's like they put it through the paper shredder, yeah, and just created like little, you know, diamond strips of denim that are just like hanging off, and they were barely even connected to each other.
I remember seeing a kid who wore these jeans, and it was like from the right above the knee on to the, like, almost to the ankle. It was ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just a hole there, but it was still attached.
Now, okay, imagine it's got, you know, it's got the little strings that run through the denim, you know, connecting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, through the hole. And it's just in vague strips. This is the pair of jeans I'm talking about, you know, seeing one of the last times I went to Disneyland.
Okay. That's just messed up. But I want to ask you something about that, because you mentioned customers.
Our experience today.
Yeah. And it makes
at the hardware store?
Yeah, it makes me think of, I mean, you saw it from a different angle, and you told me about it, how I looked as a customer. That I looked very confused, like I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize it.
Well, let's just say here. Hold on. Let's start with the story.
Yeah.
We were at a local hardware store because we were looking for some heavy grease.
For the body.
not light lube.
Heavy grease for the bicycle. Like
that
we were...
didn't happen. Anyway, so we're looking for heavy grease so we can finally repair the cat's bike.
Yeah.
And
I did ask an older gentleman there.
You are proof that males can ask for help.
Yeah.
If prompted. Doesn't happen often, but I did witness it today.
Well, I was in the right area. I just wanted to make sure I knew what I was looking for.
I think it's okay to ask for help in a hardware store, though. That doesn't violate bro code, right?
It actually wasn't asking help. It was getting advice.
Oh.
That's the way we sell it. We're getting advice.
I see. I'm using the wrong term. This is a vocabulary problem.
I wasn't asking for help. Fuck that. I'm not asking for help.
I'm
a man. I know what I'm doing in a hardware store. Mostly.
Absolutely.
I pick up tools. I say, I can use this. I don't know what the fuck it does, but I can use it. It's metal. It's got angles. Hell yeah. I need this.
And then you turn to me and you're like, Siebs, you know this stuff. What's this do?
Yes.
So carry on.
So I...
We were getting advice.
Yeah, I was getting advice on what kind of grease I was supposed to get for my bike. I asked the dude, you know, this was what I'm looking for. This is what I'm going to use it for. My bike, these gears.
Wait. Hold on. You're telling me that the dude works at the local hardware store?
No, a dude, an older dude. Not the dude.
They did have rugs there that would totally tie the room together, though.
Yeah. The dude would have been cool to interact with. This was an older guy, and I'll get to why he was not the dude.
Ferrets and lube in aisle 6.
So I asked this guy about this stuff, and we had been on that aisle. I just rounded the corner and there he was, and I asked him about it, and he took me back to where we were at, and he looked around, and he goes, well, here's the oil, here's this grease stuff, and I don't think we have this stuff. No, we don't have this. You'll probably have to go across the street to the O'Reilly's. And I was like, okay, well, they don't have this stuff. And then he said, do you know where the O'Reilly's is? And I just kind of looked at him like I was kind of dumbfounded. And Siebes noticed this.
He looked legitimately confused.
I was confused. But in my mind, well, I didn't want to be an asshole with the response that was going on through my mind. And I have Dave.
You didn't want to be an asshole.
In the background going, say it, say it, say it. And I was like, okay, he just told me that they didn't have it. I may have to go to the O'Reilly's across the street. And now he's asking me, do I know where O'Reilly's is? And it just kind of...
Wait, Kitty, where was it, though? Where is O'Reilly's?
Across the street. So in my mind, I wanted to say, in an asshole-ish kind of tone, across the street. But Siebes tells me I just looked like I was just dumbfounded by this question. Like, so, I didn't know.
I'm kind of behind them. I'm looking in the area where I think it should be. But my back was to it. I was looking more along the automotive repair because I'm looking for bearing grease.
Yeah, it had oil and different kinds.
Yeah, and so yeah, there's like the WD-40 and you know those basic lubes and everything.
I was trying to
a little KY. There was some Astro. Oh wait, wrong shop. That was the other one we were in today. But I.
So you saw the conversation that I was having with this guy,
right? And so when the guy asks you if you know where O'Reilly is, I didn't hear him say across the street. Because I wasn't paying attention. I was looking for it myself, right? And that's when I tune in and I look over at you and you look utterly confused. And from my point of view, I'm thinking, okay, well, I know sometimes you get a little uncomfortable in the area and in my Sorry. And that's why we were looking for lube.
There were just several things going on in a conversation that most people don't see. But yeah, just having that thought through my brain that I don't want to be an asshole and just say, across the street. Yeah.
Well, Dave knows
what I'm going to say, and he's say it. Say it.
And in my mind, I'm seeing you. You look confused, and I'm thinking the cat is thinking, well, I don't know this area too well. You know, I'm gonna look over at Siebes, and maybe she knows where it's at. And you give me a look, and that's when I kind of chimed in. And I'm like, yeah, I know where it's at. And I'm completely oblivious to the fact that he said across the street. Completely oblivious. So in my mind, you looked like you were legitimately confused. At this point, I'm siding with the clerk.
Because you didn't get the whole conversation. And I was dumbfounded by the question. Yeah, it's not here. It's probably at the O'Reilly's across the street. Do you know where the O'Reilly's is? What?
Okay, so in this case, you got to see it I got to see it from the other perspective. This is why clerks hate their customers.
I think that's why I even mentioned to you after we left. I said I didn't really want to be an asshole to the guy by being a smartass and saying across the street. So see, I was in the right.
But did we end up finding the product that we were looking for?
It was right behind us.
Or
in that same aisle.
Or was it exactly where I was standing? And yeah, I found it right after that conversation. Like, I took one step to the right and oh, there it is. There's the bearing grease.
That was, and the guy was wrong.
See, yeah, that's why you don't ask for advice.
No, I won't ask anyone again.
No, see, I firmly believe that that clerk thought that you were asking for help.
No, I wasn't asking for help.
And that's why he didn't provide any. You should have. You should have. You need to be more specific with your words, my friend.
I almost told him exactly what the hell I was using. Wanted it for. I said I wanted it for a gear assembly, a brake assembly for my bicycle. I said bicycle. I didn't say bike like motorcycle or something. I said bicycle.
Yeah, but see, Kat, when you start giving away too many details to what you want a product for, that's when the associate knows that you're lying and you probably want it for the dirty use.
Well, it is a...
too believable of a story.
Well, it may be... Well, it's like a kind of like what... It's not a quart, is it? It's like a
No, that's a pint.
It's a pint? Okay, yeah. Well... I'm only going to use it for that one time. I mean, if I can use it for something else, you know, I'm going to get use out of it.
I'm sure somewhere. I'm sure we can use that.
No, there's not going to be any we, nothing.
Oh, shut up. Yes, we do not have that kind of whatever.
Oh, sharing a pint down at O'Reilly's.
So where was the O'Reilly's?
It was
directly across the street.
Yes. No, but you do need to be more specific with your words, because earlier today I
this is why I don't ask things, because I get all these answers that I don't need or too much information, and I'm just like, why do I talk to you people? What? This is why I need to start carrying bananas with me. I can just hand them to people and say, monkey, go sit down before you hurt yourself. I'll find it. That's a good human. That's a good human.
Can I provide an example of you needing to be, or maybe consider your the choice of words in which you use?
Okay, how would you have handled this?
So I sent you a message earlier today. Message I sent was, there's a hardware store by the Big Water as well. There's also a couple other bike shops.
Yes.
You respond with, saw that.
I did see that. I was looking it up.
To which I ask, okay, did you want to go? If not, I'm going to work on the shop site. And you said, I took a shower and got ready.
Yeah, I took a shower and got ready, and I was ready to go.
Right, but all you said was, I took a shower and got ready. Okay. Do you want to go? I don't know what's going on. So I write back. So yes, you want to go? And you say, thought that was the plan. Yeah. I can't even get a fucking yes or no out of you. However, if I give you an either or, that's when I get the yes. Do you want to do this or this? Yes. I'm telling you, I think you brought this one on yourself. You should have walked up to him and said, let me get your advice on something. Not, can you help me with this or whatever the hell it was that you said. Let me get your advice. That way he knew that you were following proper bro code.
He was old.
So. Fair enough. Oh, maybe he has an old version of bro code.
He could.
It's like chiseled out on a stone tablet. And... Yes?
Yeah,
no?
I mean,
no?
He's probably looking for like foot lube. Because that's the way he drives his car.
Hey, I don't care what he's doing with his feet. I don't want to know about it.
Well, so that was our day. We came back. We watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That wasn't the complete day. I did find something that I liked.
So share, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
A new bike.
Oh, right. Yeah, because we actually went to the bike shop afterwards.
Since we were, you know, in the area,
I really wanted to go to Taco Bell, and I didn't actually have a reason for, you know, turning back around and driving past where we went. I needed a snack.
So it was just kind of on the way?
No, I actually did. I really did plan to take you to the bike shop today.
Yeah.
On our excursion, because I saw that bike there, like a week or so when I went.
Yeah.
When
you were looking for the grease.
We originally went to the hardware store to get the grease. They said go to the bike shop. So I went to the bike shop and they said go to the hardware store. Fuckers.
And the hardware store said go to our rally.
Yeah.
Across the street. Now, see, I'm the one who's supposed to be specific here when we're being bounced around all over the place. But okay, I mean, well, you want to play pinball, I'm good with that.
They don't listen to me. Occasionally, you do. You're trying to think of an occasion when you've actually listened to me. You're not even listening now, are you?
Huh?
Yeah.
But you took me to the bike shop and yes. You showed me this bike that you were looking at. And, Jewel, I want this bike. I will get this bike. I've been good with the bike that I had, but it's what, single gear, and it's got the brake problem.
It's got the foot brake, and we need to take it apart, clean it, and find out what the hell you broke inside of it and replace that part.
But this bike was always just like a starter bike to get used to riding a bicycle. And this one that I looked at today, it's got gears and it's got prettiness and it's light. I picked it up with one hand. You remember? It was, my arm was outstretched and I picked up this bike. And I was like, this is awesome. And it's in my color.
What's your color?
Black. So I can be stealthy at night.
Yeah, because that's what you want to be on a bicycle, is stealthy.
Yes. Plus it has the handbrakes. I like handbrakes, and I definitely do not like the, what is it? What do they call them? The ones where the foot brakes or whatever.
I don't remember the actual.
Anyways, just using your.
It's like a slip brake or something like that.
Yeah, that kind of brake. I'd rather have handbrakes.
What was that, Jim?
Coaster brake.
There you go, coaster brake.
Yeah, that's what it is now. Because you put the brake on and
you
coasts.
Just keep coasting.
Not good on a hill. On the hill, the bad hill.
Yeah, I think you may have snapped something inside of the brake.
Yeah, going down that hill probably, because it was fine before that. And after that, no, it locked up. It locked up the entire back wheel.
Is that the tire that you had problems with?
Yes. Which I won't go into. That was last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's already been covered.
But it's a very pretty bike. Very shiny and chrome for being a black matte colored bike.
If you get that bike, are you going to be, you know, riding down the hills with your arms up in the air? Witness me!
If that's the last ride I ever take, probably, yeah.
That's the one where because you'll end up going slamming into...
into the bus.
Slamming into the freeway and walking around dazed in the middle of the street. Fuck it, meow.
Yes. And I'll be looking at
Down here, we say, hey, y'all, watch this.
Hold my beer.
No. See, we take our beer with us. We don't let anybody hold it while we do it.
Okay. I'll agree with that. Yeah, watch this. Slurp.
Yeah, that's famous last words. Check this out.
Watch this.
So can we get into our flick pick now?
Yeah, we had a week and sick bike across the street. Flick pick.
I'll hit the button.
Flick pick.
Well, in honor of Alan Rickman's passing, we went through a couple of potential movies.
I think we watched a lot of them during the week. This is the one we finally ended up on at the same time.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we were both in the mood for watching this one. It floated to the top of both of our lists.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it was because Caper Girl Mel said that she liked it. And she said she would stay up late just to catch this episode. So I'm like, okay.
I would love to give her the credit for that, but it was already in my mind that this was going to be the flick pick. I was going to hold out for it. Because I...
You have the special edition of that.
Which is weird. Whoa, tinnitus.
Oh, tinnitus. Very good. I'm glad it happened now. But, yeah, that was a movie we watched, I think, before we started this pod. And the thing was, I had the DVD, which was theatrical cut, and you had special edition, which I had no clue. And when we were watching, talking about it over the phone, there was new scenes coming up, and I was like, wait, I don't remember that happening. It's not happening on my TV now.
And there were things I didn't remember that. That was the first time I'd ever seen the special edition. And frankly, it still kind of weirds me out.
It does add a little bit to the story.
But it changes the story. By adding that additional content, it actually changes aspects of the story. And I was freaking invoking Star Wars. Stop fucking with the movie after you release it.
I think I would. Yeah, I understand that. And I would go back and watch the theatrical cut. But I do kind of like the additional scenes to this because it does give more background to the sheriff. And I think that's more of the scenes that are added. They go more into the sheriff.
But it's not necessary. He was already a well-established, you know, he's an incredible bad guy.
Yeah, I can see why they left it out. You know, it wasn't necessary, but it is neat to see. But
oh, it's neat. It's neat to see, but I would argue that it's perfect for deleted scenes rather than, you know, incorporation into
the actual movie.
Yeah. And I get it when it's something. I can appreciate a director's cut. You know, like when they go back and say this is what I would have preferred to have done, and now I've just made the argument for the fucking special editions. Damn it. Nope, I can't find my way out of this one. It is what it is. I stand my ground. You know, I what are you looking, what?
No, I'm just looking around. I don't know.
See, when you do that, your expression actually changes and it makes me think that something's wrong.
No,
I was, you know, for once you're actually looking, you know, in my direction, and that's weird. You don't do that very often.
I'm always looking in the direction.
I'm gonna take that stupid thing back to work. What, and the then you won't, yeah, the
then
monitor.
I have to put a mirror over there.
Exactly.
I don't like looking into mirrors, though.
I don't. You think I like looking into mirrors?
I'm not looking into a mirror. I'm looking into a reflection. A mirror is worse because it swallows your soul.
Yeah, holy crap.
What?
I think this is the first time I've ever actually seen the comic noob.
That's not the way you say hello. Like, holy crap. It's the comic noob. That's kind of rude.
He has a face.
Well,
he's not just like a disembodied voice.
No, it kind of looks though like he's eating the mayor of Beertown.
It's like, look, it's the.
Oh, do you have that clip? Do you have that clip pulled up? Do you, the Friar Tuck clip?
He doesn't look like Friar Tuck.
No. We found the perfect intro for the mayor of Beertown.
But he has much more facial hair than I was expecting.
Indeed.
From recent,
it's a much more spectacular beard.
That's
than
right.
I was led to believe.
Yeah.
Kudos, noob.
Very nice.
Yeah. You got it? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speak. I will get the setup.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell
them
we found the perfect kind of intro for the mayor now. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's, sorry about that. It's basically Friar Tuck describing beer. So.
And we're getting there.
Here it goes.
It's great, which any fool can eat, but for which the Lord intended a more divine means of consumption. Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to his bounty by learning about beer.
That is pretty good.
Isn't that perfect for the mayor? Yeah,
I'm going to have to add that to my little soundboard here.
Is there one where Friar Tuck has to go take a leak?
He tried to go to the latrine and share the experience with others, but Skype hadn't been invented yet.
Ah, there you go. Hey, the mayor is a latrine marine.
Wasn't latrine the name of the Mordiana analog in Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yes.
And okay, so I've heard a lot of people crap on Robin Hood Prince of Thieves. I love this movie. Unapologetically love this movie. I remember something about the scene where he's swimming that's not actually his butt.
Yeah, it was a stunt butt.
Like, seriously? He needed to call in a stunt butt?
Maybe he had a zit on his ass that day. I don't know.
Can you imagine being the person who filled in and your credit is stunt butt?
Hey, if it's good enough to be on screen, then you might get in more movies that way.
Did he? The stunt butt?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask him a few apparently questions. Not. Yes, absolutely,
it
Mel.
It might be difficult to separate his body of work, though, from other things he's done.
I heard his career really bottomed out after that.
Oh, jeez.
But yes, absolutely, Caper Girl Mel. Christian Slater as Will Scarlet. Holy crap.
Agreed. I love the Christian Slater. He was awesome at that time. I liked a lot of his movies then.
At that time? When did he stop being awesome?
He's still awesome as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what he's doing now, but...
Mr. Robot?
Is he a Mr. Robot?
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either, but I know that's what he's doing. No, it wasn't Lie to Me. That was Tim Roth. Damn it. What was the other TV show that he just did?
My Own Worst Enemy?
Yes.
That was
I like that. I was so sad that got canceled.
Yeah. And then he was like a bunch of thieves. I can't remember what that show was called. Breaking In or something.
It wasn't Breaking Bad, but
anyway, I just know at that time in the 90s he was doing a lot of movies that I really liked. I mean, he was in Heathers, Pump Up the Volume. And what was another one? I know this one.
Broken Arrow came a couple of years later.
Yeah, there was just another one there around that same time that I can't remember.
The Roses one.
That was afterwards.
Damn it. I'm blanking on that one as well.
Bed of Roses.
Yeah, there you go.
Sneakers. Wasn't he in Sneakers?
No,
that was River Phoenix.
Okay, well then skip it.
Yeah,
Gleaming the Cube.
Yeah,
the skate movie.
Skateboard movie.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
That was awesome. I don't have that one on video. I don't have it on DVD or anything, but I remember that movie. I had it on a copy of it on VHS.
Why do I not remember that movie?
Gleaming the Cube?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't see it?
No, I'm pretty sure I did. I can't think of it right now.
I think Tony Hawk had like a little like cameo in it before he was like, I mean, I guess he was big in the skate scene at the time. But just not someone that was really known worldwide or something. I remember that part. Yeah, he was a skater. I think his adopted Vietnamese brother had gotten killed, and he was kind of trying to figure out what happened.
Hey, Robin Hood, not the first movie that Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman did together.
Was he in the one? No, it's not Stand and Deliver. What the hell was that?
Stand and Deliver was
Edward James. Yeah, no. But there was one that Morgan Freeman did, and I don't remember if Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, or that other. They came out right around the same time, and Morgan Freeman was like he
was it Hard Rain?
No.
Yeah, the one I'm thinking of is Hard Rain.
Marianne's got a point. Name of the Rose.
Yeah, Name of the Rose.
Sean Connery was in that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Christian Slater was in The Wizard.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
True Romance. That was another movie he was in around that time.
Walking. Yeah. Quentin Tarantino movie, by the way. Yeah.
And I had it written on my mind. There was another movie he was in, and I forgot it already. I was trying to think. He was Young Guns, too.
Oh, yeah. Lean on Me. That was the one I was thinking of. Lean on Me.
He wasn't in that.
No. Morgan Freeman was.
Yeah. He played Joe. See, we're going on a tangent here. Joe Clark.
Yeah.
East Side, New Jersey, the school.
But and as long as you're making connections, how about what was the movie Christian Slater? What Star Trek movie was he in?
Six. I think the kitty got it first.
I think so
too. Uncredited. He talked to Sulu.
Yeah, that's right. Very good.
He stood in the shadows, and he was in full uniform.
Okay, hey, just as long as we're making connections, then. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, not the only movie that Christian Slater did with Kevin Costner.
The War? Oh.
Wasn't it The War? Damn, I know.
What else? Let's see. Oh, God. Was Kevin it? Costner.
Christian Slater.
I always forget the name of this movie, but Kevin Costner's like a naval officer at the Pentagon.
No Way Out?
No Way Out. No?
It's not it. No.
Not it. Okay.
And the great Kurt Russell, 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Well, yeah, I didn't see that one either.
They're all Elvis impersonators doing a heist.
Nice.
Oh, that's weird.
It's not a bad movie. It's not great, but it's kind of fun.
Christian Slater was an Elvis impersonator in that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. That's just kind of funny because he was talking to an Elvis or to Elvis in True Romance.
Right, yeah.
Who was Kurt Russell?
And Kurt Russell played Elvis in the miniseries Elvis, directed by John Carpenter in the 70s. So it's an interesting movie. It's flawed, but it's good. It's a hoot.
Cool.
I like how our plan was to talk about Alan Rickman. We've just completely, ooh, Christian Slater. Oh.
Stop being a fangirl.
It's Christian Slater.
I know.
Come come on. Like, Heather's was one of the greatest.
Heather's I watched like a million times during my high school days. And if I told anyone I watched that and I was in high school now, they'd probably kick me out and put me in somewhere because of that movie.
And then he went on and freaking Samantha Mathis ended up being Princess Daisy. I've jumped back to pump up the volume.
Okay. I'm like, wait, where, how did Super Mario Brothers come into this?
But then after that, they reunited in Broken Arrow.
Yeah. From Pump Up the Volume. And didn't they do a third movie together? Not together, but they were in the same movie?
That I don't know.
You know, somewhere up above, Alan Rickman is saying, pissed off is what I am right now. Because
why
we're supposed to be talking about him.
Yeah, because our shitty little podcast got derailed after. Jim, did you at least see what I was putting out on Snapchat last night?
Oh God, you broke my heart.
Did was I not completely and totally wrecked by Dogma? Oh, you know what? I saved one of them.
Oh yeah,
I saved. Yeah.
It was,
I saw the video and I was like, really? I mean, wow.
I'm going to embarrass myself.
Were you high?
Yes.
Yeah, because you've never done that before.
All right, here we go. This is my reaction to seeing the very end of Dogma. And this one of the many things that wrecked me in this movie.
Last scene in this, he's waving before going up back up to heaven. What the fuck?
But he did in the very last scene. It's Rufus, it's Serendipity, it's God, and Metatron, and it gets all smoky and the doors are closing and there's just one gleam of light and you can see that Metatron's got his hand up and he's waving. It's freaking beautiful. And it totally crushed me. I got all hyper weepy. And well, that's what you do these days. When you get hyper weepy, you jump on Snapchat and you share with people. You document your emotions.
Okay.
I had never seen The Wave before. Yeah, you know, after all this time, I've watched that movie how many times? Maybe I've seen it and just haven't paid attention to it. But I thought that was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. But Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. My first Rickman. I started bringing this up earlier. Yeah, this was the role I really got to know him. And again, just for Kitty's sake, I didn't see the end of Die Hard because of the foot incident. So I really had no idea who Hans Gruber was. And frankly, I didn't give a crap about that movie back then. I'll watch it now. I'll enjoy it now. I'll still think that Bruce Willis is an asshole.
Excuse me.
Yeah, just based on what I've heard about him. I can have an opinion. It's okay. I'm trying to be okay with saying, you know, calling someone an asshole on air. He's never going to hear this anyway.
Well, yeah,
and if he does, he's an asshole.
Millennia.
I call you an asshole all the time.
And then some.
Yeah. Well, I'm because you are.
It's true. I am. I can be.
Indeed.
Get to your point.
I.
It's across the street. Come on.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to do that thing where I just say something and just float it out there, not think about it too much. And I'm clearly failing in the thinking about it too much department. So
yeah, don't think about things too much.
I guess what I'm trying to say is Bruce Willis is an asshole, and I'm okay with saying that.
Back then, he wasn't yet.
No, okay, he was freaking David. You know?
He was David Addison.
Yeah.
I miss David Addison. I do watch Moonlighting and say, Damn, I missed David Addison. What happened? There's still good in him. I can feel it.
You anyways, go to hell.
Alan Rickman.
Yes.
He was awesome.
Amazing villain. I love his flair for the dramatic. Like the scene where the sheriff and Robin are fighting, and you know he pulls out the sword and he's like, "Recognize this? It belonged to your father." And that first clash of the swords, where you know he whips it up and he cuts Robin on the chin, and he does that little hand movement. Oh, you know, right by his scar, and it's just kind of like, you know, we're even, ha.
Yeah.
It just little touches like that that make me absolutely love his performance. And the line about, you know, cutting Robin's heart out with a spoon. Yeah. That's one that always resonated with me. And I love the fact that they went back and Guy of Gisborne asks his cousin, why a spoon? Why not an axe? Or, you know, because it's dull. It'll hurt more.
You twit.
Yeah.
Adding that part. Yes. You made that.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely.
It'll hurt more, you twit.
It wasn't just the adding that. It was the specific way he says it.
The intonation,
it was teeth grit and just, you twit.
Like, you can hear the emotion behind his voice. Like, you're a fucking moron and I have to explain this to you? Grr. Yeah.
It's across the street, you twit. Damn, I should have said that.
No, but the spoon line really did always resonate with me. And when I sent my first tweet about Alan Rickman passing, I did make reference to the spoon.
Yeah.
When I retweeted what Mel posted, I forget exactly what I said, but something like, this one was done with the spoon or something.
Yeah, because it hurts.
Yeah. And that's really, when it comes down to it, Metatron, absolutely. That's the first role I think of when it comes to Alan Rickman, followed by the sheriff. Followed by Severus Snape, and then Marvin. I loved him as Marvin.
Oh,
see, Marvin you didn't like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No, I just didn't like that movie. I liked the TV serial more. I had that on VHS. I wore the VHS out because I watched it so much, and I just didn't get into the movie all that much. You know, the updated, 2005 movie?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the Ford Prefect. It's not because it was Mos Def. I mean, I kind of liked Mos Def in other roles, but the way Ford was written into the book, he looked nothing like him.
So you're judging him on appearance?
Yeah, I will say I would judge him on the appearance, because in the book they described him, you know, he was just more rat looking, and I don't see Mos Def as kind of looking rat looking, like Weasley or anything, and he just didn't have the same kind of attitude, and I didn't like Sam Rockwell as Zaphod. He just, the way they had the character play out, I didn't like that, with the head popping up, and I was like, no, the heads were supposed to be side by side. And the attitude of Zaphod, I could have seen that. It was just overplayed. Martin Freeman as Arthur, yeah. And what's her name? How do you say her name? Zoe?
Zoe Deschanel?
Yeah. I could see her as Trisha or Trillian.
She's the best damn part of that movie.
And Marvin, the voice, yes, spot on. I loved Alan Rickman as the voice of Marvin. But the majority of that movie I didn't like. I really didn't like it. And I just didn't like it.
Okay. But so how about for you? What's your favorite performance of his?
Alan Rickman?
Yeah.
Like some of the earlier stuff. I did like him as Snape. And I gotta admit, I had kind of a bit of a crush. But my favorite, it has to be the Metatron.
All right.
And
two knights agree.
Yeah. Probably Hans right after that. But Metatron, just because, he was just awesome. And he had the attitude. I mean, it's like, you're supposed to be an angel. You're not supposed to have an attitude. I mean, it's like, who are you? Pissed off is what I am. That right there will be one of the quotes I will always think about.
I'm the one doused in flame retardant chemicals, and she's the one that's surly.
What exactly are you going to do with that fish?
Or what? You're going to hit me with a fish.
Yeah.
Oh, he was one entertaining, just really freaking entertaining dude.
I'm not big on
like, he brought weight to every role that he did, whether it was serious or not.
Yeah, I'm not big on celebrities. I know what they do. They're out there for a job to enter, to make a film or theater or whatever, to entertain people. And I'm not someone who would be like, oh, hey, it's whoever. I mean, if I met most celebrities on the street, I'd be like, you're in the way. I know who you are, but you're blocking my way. I just don't see them as most people would, but there's a few actors and actresses out there that I would actually like to meet and talk to and just say, hey, thanks. And he would have been one of them.
And that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
As always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available on SoundCloud, iTunes. It's in Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
Is it?
Yeah. And if it's not somewhere where, if it's not where you want to find it, let us know and we'll make every effort to get it there.
All right. Well, the live show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. And we're on Mixler.com/take37. On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, do we still have the email address?
We still have the email address.
Okay.
Never gets used, but it's contact at midnightmovienights.com.
Yeah.
Very good.
And as always, we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo and that Judge Funky Boy for our theme, DC Cantel for our segment intros, and do we have new?
We do have new followers. We've got Stephen Hayward at Stevie Boy H. He is an indie author / publisher, AML consultant, plant grower, and beagle. It got cut off.
Wait, what?
So just beagle. He's a beagle.
Oh, at beagle.
I don't know. It doesn't.
Okay, it sounded weird when you said at beagle. It got cut off. What?
No, that's where.
Puppy, no.
It runs out of. Let's see if I can get more here. Oh, okay. He's a beagle whisperer. And check out at Mickey Take Novel. Okay.
All right.
So, Stephen Hayward. Thank you for following us. And then we've also got Master Debaters at underscore Master Debaters. Just 3 20-something-year-olds rapidly approaching 30, trying to juggle fatherhood responsibility and fighting for our... And that's where it runs out of characters. And I can't make the column any wider.
That sounds kind of interesting.
Well, but, I could...
No, I'm just saying it. From what you've read so far,
and fighting our inner child.
Oh yeah,
internet podcast. Hey, they're based out of England. I wonder if they found us through the Three Cuckoos.
It's possible.
Very possible. All right, Master Debaters, thank you very much for the follow. We have followed you in kind.
Awesome. We want to thank actually everyone that joined us tonight in the chat.
We've got Jim Riley, the comic noob, Revelstoke Jim,
Tom Kate,
Joe N24, Diana, Tom Sherlock, Harry Hot Dog, Marianne, Caper Girl Mel, and Ryan. Did I miss anyone? You got Tom Kate, so.
I thought the mayor, again, I thought the mayor was here for a minute.
I haven't seen the mayor.
Okay.
Has any...
Yeah, I think he was here for about a minute and a half.
That's funny. I clicked away, so I didn't see the video. I only had you like gone for a little bit, and I was about to be like, noob, noob, noob. I'm sorry for that, but that made me laugh the other night.
Oh, that was funny as hell.
Yeah, I think you missed Mark Thorner. How dare you?
Holy shit.
I apologize for Siebes, Mark.
I missed Mark?
How dare you?
Aw, well, to be fair, the cat only said Tom. But, you know, we blame Tom.
It's Tom Sherlock, not Tom Kate.
I'm Tom and have way
butts. That's plugged into the wrong thing. Let's try that again.
I'm Tom and I'm way into butts.
There we go. Mark, my sincerest apologies. Mon ami, how could I forget you?
Tom Kate says he still blames himself.
Fair enough.
Don't blame yourself, Tom.
Fair enough.
Blame Tom.
Hey, noob.
Yes.
Thanks for giving us a call and sharing your story.
Oh, you're welcome. It's more of a standing there and watching people, but it was really fun.
It beats the hell out of my DVD rewind story. Realizing I don't have one, and I actually should have one. This makes me sad. I need to go back to my late teens, early 20s and reclaim that. No. How old was I then? I think I just turned 19 when we started.
It doesn't matter because you're only going to be, 22 this year, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Well. Yeah.
I'm going to be 29 again this year. So.
Yep. I've been 29 6 years in a row.
All you got to do is go find a clerk and hang out with them.
Yeah, but they're not even supposed to be there that day.
That's when the fun stuff happens.
Who are you, Seeps?
We're not going to thank Jim for popping in. Oh. You did realize that he was here for a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to thank him.
All right.
And the stinger? But okay.
In the stinger. Okay. Alrighty. Well, I am Siebes with two E's.
I'm that brat cat with meow.
Did I even tell you about Siebes with two E's yet?
You said something about it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Kitty?
Yeah?
Let's hit a button.
Hit a button.
Talk about going watching another movie. Talk about it, play themes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kitty, let's go watch a movie.
Talking is hard.
Good night.
Good night.
With a K.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight.
Yeah, that did.
What was with the fucking god burp right after I muted everything? I mean, that was it. As soon as I hit the button, I reached over and hit the three channels that needed to be muted on the board. And as I let go, this massive god burp comes out.
Yes, Mark, probably a 9.9.
It shook the apartment.
All I saw on the video was Miranda's face, and it was just
that translates really well in audio.
Yeah, well, I was showing the cat. So.
Yeah, yeah, it was a jaw drop, mouth agape, just a sheer look of amazement and actually slight frustration.
That you didn't get it recorded.
Well, not that we didn't get it recorded. I mean, I actually wanted it to go out over the stream. I've been
like,
completely,
oh,
you know, judging by the disgusting number I let loose last week, I've been completely and totally. That just sounds so wrong. But I've been completely and totally desensitized to burping on the program now. So, you said that you were going to share something in the stinger.
Yeah, I wanted to say thanks to Jim. Just special thanks to Jim for the pre-show. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. That was a lot of fun.
And lots of people were interacting with him. And just, how else am I supposed to say thank you, Jim, for that? And I got to hear part of it.
Are you a little Boston Kitty right now?
I don't know where Boston Kitty is.
You don't?
No, I haven't heard from him in a week.
Aw.
And to be honest, I haven't heard from too many people. I had all kinds of sickness going on. Which, you know, I hate to admit because it seems kind of weak. Boston Kitty would say it was kind of weak. Because you know how arrogant Boston people are.
Where are you going with this?
Nowhere.
Back up.
I just wanted to say thank you to Jim.
That's all you wanted to say? You had.
That's what I was going to say. Was I just really wanted to give a special shout out to Jim for the pre-show. That was just awesome.
Well, thank you, Jim. And now we can hear a little bit from... I actually don't remember how offensive this is. It's probably very offensive, but I'm going to play it anyway. Okay. Last week, we had a little bit of an after show. Boston Kitty made an appearance.
Oh, damn.
And here he is.
See how I said that? He was fucking fucker. Okay?
Wait, who are you?
Fucking Boston Kitty. Guys. If you don't like the fucking Boston Kitty, fuck up. Okay?
Where is this hostility coming from?
There's no hostility here. It's fucking Boston Kitty.
Yeah.
And you don't fucking like Boston Kitty. She's totally fucked up.
I never said anything about not.
No one said anything about you saying anything. Just that's the way you say it. It's fucking Boston Kitty. So get the fuck over it, okay?
Well, I'm sorry. I really don't know what I said.
There's no need to apologize, hon. It's just the way it is.
Well, I would like to rectify the situation if I can.
There's no need to rectify anything. It's just it's the way it is.
I meant no offense. I
just don't want to offend your delicate sensibilities because you're, you know. This is where you are, hon.
Well,
don't worry about it.
Okay, but can we still get a drink?
Oh, yeah, we can totally get a drink.
Well, okay then.
No, it's just fine.
I'm sorry, I'm not from around here. Where to? What? I thought you were Boston Kitty. Surely you know a fine establishment in which we can go and
wet our whistle.
You want a drink? We'll go get a drink.
So, where to?
O'Halloran's?
Are you sure about that? You don't sound very sure.
I don't know. He's not supposed to be there today. So.
And scene.
What the? Where the fuck know. Did that come from?
I have no clue. I don't know anything.
Do you even remember that?
I have no clue.
It is the mayor of Beertown once again. You sent me a picture. You were displaying your meat this morning.
Yeah, I was. I'm glad you appreciated my meat.
I appreciate the fact that you are observing the safety procedures of the 21st century. Your meat was wrapped. But no, I like my version of you out on the street just swinging it around, inviting everybody to come down to like Mattress City or something.
Okay, yeah. I don't have the hand-eye coordination.
I might,
as much as I drink, so
I might argue the fact. I saw the picture you sent. You were handling the meat just fine. Head on over to revelstokegym.com and you can meet a Canadian too. That's meat spelled M-E-E-T, not the other way. Revelstoke Gym on Mixlr, SoundCloud, and iTunes.